is CNN Sunday Morning. I'm TJ Holmes.
Yes, good morning, everybody. I'm Betty Nguyen. Here are some of the top stories that we are working on this hour. The current administration might not be too cool with this, but Attorney General Eric Holder may go ahead with an investigation into the Bush administration's interrogation practices. The Associated Press reports that Holder may appoint a criminal prosecutor.
Also, the Coach family is back home in Washington this morning. They returned overnight from a week-long trip overseas. Stops included Russia, Italy for the G8 summit, also stopped in Vatican City to see the Pope, and finally a visit yesterday to Ghana.
Well, the president got a very warm reception on that last stop. He praised Ghana for showing the promise of democracy in Africa.
Here in Ghana, you show us a face of Africa that is too often overlooked by a world that sees only tragedy or a need for charity. The people of Ghana have worked hard to put democracy on a firmer footing, with repeated peaceful transfers of power, even in the wake of closely contested elections. And I am particularly speaking to the young people all across Africa and right here in Ghana. In places like Ghana, young people make up over half of the population. And here is what you must know. The world will be what you make of it. You have the power to hold your leaders accountable and to build institutions that serve the people. You can serve in your communities and harness your energy and education to create new wealth and build new connections to the world. You can conquer disease and end conflicts and make change from the bottom up. You can do that. Yes, you can. Because in this moment, history is on the move. But these things can only be done if all of you take responsibility for your future. And it won't be easy. It will take time and effort. There will be suffering and setbacks. But I can promise you this. America will be with you every step of the way, as a partner, as a friend.
All right, take a look. Shuttle launch tonight, actually 7:13 p.m. It was scrubbed yesterday due to lightning, but we're looking at the Endeavour right now on the launch pad. And if you look behind it, the skies look pretty good, but not last night. These are some pictures of the lightning show that happened around the shuttle. And for obvious reasons, it did not take off. But again, we're looking at, what, a 7:13 p.m. launch tonight. The question, though, is will the weather hold up?